From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least one person has been killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. At least 25 people have been wounded. Dozens of staff and students were believed trapped inside the university complex. The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. The student said he first heard an explosion, then gunfire. He says two bullets hit the floor of his classroom and that the students escaped by climbing out a window. Italian authorities say at least 159 people died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. The hardest-hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Acumori. Rescuers are continuing a search through the night for victims buried in debris. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of the 6.8 magnitude quake were felt in the Thai capital Bangkok and Kolkata in India. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around the town of Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reported rebels had captured one IS-held village. A senior U.S. official says the American military is providing Turkish forces with air cover, intelligence, and advisors. This is VOA News.